Senate GFM for a Friday night, talking sport, JP, John Gartle and Chris Bass and Malcolm Blackburn with us this evening. Before we join Malcolm, let's go through last week, Candlelife Premier League, John.
Yeah, the first game on the agenda is which one that Bassey doesn't really want to see is Ayr United 1, Peel 3, Josh Kelly with 2, Mark Kelly and Curtian got unlucky for Steve Jauncey last week. Did you see any of the match or are you away?
No, I believe some of the lads were down watching the game, but as it turned out, Peel have did what they've done recently and they're just getting across the line with a result. It wasn't as easy for them as they expected, but nevertheless, at the moment, you know, points make prizes and they keep winning.
You only need them to draw, don't you?
We do. The free bar still unaccounted for. Ayr missed out, Corinthians missed out, and Lee Dixon has promised that any team that takes points off Peel, there will be a free bar at St George's Football Club.
Too late for you, Malcolm. Unlucky. Corinthians 3, Laxey 0. Ex-Laxey player Danny Oram with a hat-trick. Well done to him. Douglas High School All Boys 0, Russian United 1, Stanford with the only goal. Cracking matches, but we all tipped All Boys, didn't we? We thought All Boys would win that.
I would have thought Old Boys would have won that game, but apparently there's as Old Boys as ever, there's a few Russians in the camp and they can't make out whether they're coming or going at the moment.
And yet they've got the players down there.
They've got the players. They just need to get unified together, manager, players and the like, work hard for each other. Maybe they can turn a corner.
Is there a young Bass down there as well? He's been playing first team as well, hasn't he?
No, Nick's been unfortunate not to have been picked by John Ward at the moment. But if he wants to get in the first team, then best thing for Nick to do is knuckle down and keep trying. Because when he was in the side, I think they had the longest run of clean sheet they had in a number of years.
Well done to you, that, because you're the father, so you must take credit there.
Cheers, John.
Ramsey 5, Jims 1. Now, this puts Jims down. Matty Skillicorn, Chris Duggan, young Declan Cummins and Martin Tor got one. And there was a penalty in here, and it shouldn't have been a penalty. That's what I'm hearing, Mr. Qualtrough. Did you dive or were you pushed? We'll leave it to them, Bassey. We can't say, can we?
No.
But Mr. Qualtrough did say he did slip. And
he's not got the best of balance.
No, the big match was played on Friday, Biff. St John's 1, St George's 3. This was a lot tighter than I thought it was going to be. So how did St John's do?
Well, I was just on my way back from Chamonix, by the way. Anybody's going on a direct flight. The snow is brilliant.
I thought it was just past your bedtime. That's why you weren't there.
No, I got all the skied. Apparently St George's played very well in terrible conditions. St John's took an early lead, but then St George's got their game going and scored a couple of great goals.
St John's took the lead, did they?
They did, yeah. But Malcolm will be able to tell you more because he was there.
What was Geordie's like in the end?
Yeah, I mean, obviously there's a big gulf between the technical ability probably of the players, but certainly we scared Geordie's at the beginning. I think I was talking to Alex Harrison about it today. We had 8 corners in the first 10 minutes and scored from one of them. But they could not defend from corners. I mean, obviously Andy Perry's not the largest of goalkeepers, and we'd worked on that, or Nick Ingham had worked with the lads on that, and they were actually struggling to clear the line. So anybody playing Geordies now, just work on your corners, because we found the weak area of that team. But yeah, I mean, joking apart.
You're not joking. Folky's just texting. Thanks very much.
I think when corners come into it, when you've got a 90-mile-an-hour wind blowing down at your goal, it's best to try and get it in the box, isn't it, really?
Yeah. I mean, the difference was we scored from our corner, whereas Geordie's couldn't in the second half because they had the same wind, but they couldn't use it.
Extra press-ups, boys. Here they come.
Sam Kane got 2. How did he play?
Sam looked electric. He's back to his good old best. Absolutely amazing pace. But I would say, you know, the one that caught my eye, and it wasn't actually from Geordie's, and was Callum Taggart for St John's. He was awesome. He was absolutely awesome on the night. We were missing Steve Glover up front, so we had nobody to sort of feed on to. But Callum had a great game. Yeah, I mean, overall, it was a great game to watch. Great atmosphere under the lights. It's a different ball game. You know, big crowd. Both sets of players played in the right spirit. You know, it was great to see St John's gave it a really good go. You know, I mean, trying to give the trophy to Peel. You know, it would be nice to have had bragging rights going around Peel saying you only got it because of us. Didn't quite work out that way. But yeah, overall, it was a good night for football.
It's a shame not so many more clubs really should actually play on a Friday night, you know, under the floodlights, because it is a great experience. But then that's quite strange how some clubs refuse to play under floodlights. I believe Peel refused to play a league game down at St John's under floodlights. But then on another occasion, can we borrow your pitch, please? So I don't know what's going on there.
Well, you've always been an admirer of playing on a Friday night, even at the Bowl. I think there should be one match on a Friday every week at the Bowl, so everybody gets to play. The crowds, the gates would be full. I mean, if you're playing Geordies on a Friday, half the island would be there.
Yeah, and I've often talked to Mepster, who does the fixtures, and I actually think that the first game of the season, you know, like the champions of the league should actually have their first game of the season at home on the Bowl, just as a, you know, curtain raiser. But if you've got the light, then you don't need to be on the Bowl. You can just play a game on a Friday night.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter where it is.
The Friday, you talk to the lads as well, and I mean, let's be, you know, a lot of these decisions are made by committees. Please talk to the players, because the players say they love games on a Friday night because the weekend is free. It then means they're not getting stick off girlfriends or wives. It opens up the whole weekend for them. They've done the football. It just changes all. I think in Northern Ireland now, all the amateur games are played on a Friday night.
That's good for all the other clubs to go and watch it on a Friday night. The other clubs, they've got the option of going down, haven't they?
It's interesting, actually, you mentioned this Friday night, because I've always thought that the Friday night game almost kills your weekend, because if you're into your football, the weekend's over before it's even started. So it's quite interesting to hear the other side of that argument, actually. I mean,
you've got to look at it, that probably football's changed over the years. And when you've got to sort of look at it, this man over here's day, you know, when basically football took over your life at the weekend, where it started, you know, at 11 o'clock in the morning, then it was the game, then it was straight to the pub afterwards, and it went on all night. Them days have gone. The players don't tend to stay for a drink afterwards. They then sort of go out in their little groups. So that sort of what you've mentioned there, JP, that them sort of days are gone now. Lads have more things to do. And as I said, girlfriends and wives seem to have taken over a little bit, and the old thumb comes out on the top of the head.
Friday night football is a great thing, because when you talk about girlfriends and wives, it opens up, you know, many more avenues. Liverpool one, for instance, once the game's finished, you can get a boat Saturday morning, stay a weekend in Liverpool. Yeah. You can go across and take in another game, which might annoy them a little bit more. But that's what, you know, that's what we're all here for, is the football.
Listen, I played with Bassey. Karen had three kids on the line every match down at gyms. She ain't going to Liverpool one at all. Listen, who are you trying to kid?
It's fantastic having three boys. You get total rights on the television.
No, there was two playing, three watching, and all the girls. I mean, Karen was a footballer well, really, wasn't she? She was every match.
Listen, Karen and Holly have an opinion every week on the game, and it's... we have some heated discussions at home sometimes.
Is that where you get your tactics from?
Right, very quickly, just before we head to a break, winners in the first division. Castletown won. Braddon beats the Douglas Royal. It was a win for Paul Rose over Foxdale. Maloo saw off Douglas Athletic. Moran 7, Douglas District 2. And Onken were victors over Governors Athletic.